You have lived too long negotiating with weakness. The world will not wait for you to decide who you are. It moves, it tests, it strips away the unprepared. Discipline is no longer optional. It is the only defense against collapse. Every day demands precision. Every choice reveals alignment. The weak version of yourself has already shown its limits. Hesitation has already cost too much. This is the moment to rebuild into something that cannot be broken. The Stoic does not seek ease. They seek clarity. They do not chase control of circumstance. They command themselves. When others drift with emotion, they stand in structure. When others talk of purpose, they live it. The difference is action. Quiet, exact, repeated until it becomes identity. This is not a philosophy of comfort. It is a system of command. To live without discipline is to surrender control to chaos. You are not here to survive another cycle of half-effort and relapse. You are here to destroy the version of you that negotiates with weakness. To build the mind that acts on command, that keeps order when fatigue, anger, and distraction attack. To turn precision into instinct, control into nature, mastery into peace. The world does not reward the undisciplined, it respects the one who cannot be moved. This is your work now, to rebuild structure where comfort once ruled, to replace excuse with execution, to silence hesitation with direction, to become the unmoved center in a world of noise. Discipline will demand everything from you, but it will return everything you've lost: clarity, strength, stability, and peace. Begin now. Every action that follows will define the person who remains when weakness is gone. The weak version of yourself has lived long enough. It hides behind excuses disguised as logic, behind comfort disguised as balance, behind hesitation disguised as thoughtfulness. It builds stories to justify every delay, every indulgence, every surrender. You know its patterns: the soft morning where discipline fades, the quiet promise to start again tomorrow, the subtle avoidance of pain that keeps progress at a distance. This version of you survives on negotiation. It bargains with the future to escape the present. It whispers that rest is deserved when action is required, that patience is virtue when fear is the true motive. To destroy it is not cruelty, it is reclamation. Every individual carries within them two forces, one that expands and one that retreats. The expanding force demands growth, responsibility, confrontation, and structure. The retreating force seeks comfort, familiarity, and release from effort. Both exist in the same body, but only one leads to life. The Stoic understood that comfort is not peace, that ease is not happiness, and that survival without purpose is a slow decay of the soul. The destruction of the weak self begins when you stop tolerating that decay. It begins when your internal dialogue shifts from justification to command. Discipline does not negotiate. It does not require permission. It does not consult emotion before acting. The Stoic holds a standard higher than mood, higher than comfort, higher than circumstance. They act according to what must be done, not what feels acceptable. This is how the weak self is dismantled, through consistent refusal to obey feeling when it contradicts duty. Every action of control builds a new structure in the mind. Every repetition of strength weakens the architecture of weakness. The person who chooses control once will find it easier to choose control again. This is the quiet engineering of self-mastery. Weakness thrives in subtlety. It rarely announces itself as failure. It hides in small comforts, in the easy option, in the decision deferred for one more day. It convinces you that minimal effort is sufficient, that half-discipline is progress. But the mind knows. Every time you avoid challenge, it records the retreat. Every time you act against your own standard, the mind remembers. Weakness compounds just as strength does. The only difference is that one builds the future, the other erodes it. The Stoic destroys weakness by refusing to allow small retreats. They understand that each moment of discipline is a declaration of who they are becoming. Strength is not built in extraordinary moments. It is built in ordinary ones, repeated with clarity and purpose. The person who wakes early, not because they enjoy it, but because they command themselves to, is already reborn in structure. The one who holds silence in anger is already stronger than their former self. The one who endures boredom in training without seeking stimulation is already superior to the mind that seeks distraction. Weakness ends when you stop needing variety to maintain discipline. True power comes when repetition no longer feels like confinement, but freedom. Freedom from dependence on feeling, on circumstance, on ease. Every generation glorifies motivation, but the Stoic seeks mastery instead. Motivation fades, mastery remains. The destruction of the weak self is not an act of aggression toward the past. It is an alignment with reality. The world does not adjust to emotion. Nature does not slow for fatigue. Life continues with or without your participation. The Stoic participates with precision. They accept that every choice either strengthens or weakens their inner structure. The mind becomes an environment, either disciplined and ordered, or soft and chaotic. To build the first, one must burn the second. The weak version of yourself resists responsibility. It fears confrontation because confrontation reveals truth. It clings to distraction to avoid self-recognition. It overthinks to escape decision. It externalizes blame to protect its comfort. Each of these mechanisms must be exposed and replaced. Responsibility must become instinct. When something goes wrong, you assume control. When you fail, you analyze. When you are tested, you respond with structure. The Stoic does not lament their circumstances. They measure their reaction and refine it. This process replaces weakness with certainty. The certainty that no external event can dictate internal order. Destruction of weakness is not rage. It is clarity. It is the precise elimination of illusions that preserve decay. The illusion that you have time. The illusion that comfort is balance. The illusion that waiting will bring readiness. The Stoic knows there is no perfect moment to act. Action itself creates readiness. Waiting is a luxury of those who do not intend to rise. Each delay is self-betrayal, disguised as patience. Every moment you hesitate to enforce your standard, the weak self grows stronger. It studies your patterns, learns your weaknesses, anticipates your compromise. To destroy it, you must become unpredictable to it. You must act before emotion catches up, before resistance has a chance to form. Pain becomes a weapon in this transformation. The Stoic uses pain as calibration. Every moment of discomfort reveals the borders of the weak self. When you endure, those borders expand. The person who embraces controlled pain discovers how small the weak self truly was. It existed only within the limits of convenience. Once those limits are destroyed, the mind becomes spacious. There is room for clarity, for control, for the calm power that no longer requires reward to act. This is the state of quiet domination, where effort is natural and struggle is sacred. To destroy the weak version of yourself, you must cease to identify with it. Stop calling it you. It is an outdated form of your nature, a construct built by repetition of soft choices. Each time you say, "This is just who I am," you reinforce that construct. The Stoic never defines identity by weakness. They define it by standard. The self is not fixed. It is designed. Each disciplined action redraws its blueprint. The more consistently you act with strength, the more natural strength becomes. Eventually, it is no longer an act of effort, but an expression of being. The process of destruction demands honesty. Without it, weakness will mutate into justification. You must examine your behaviors without pride or shame. The way you speak to yourself, the way you manage your time, the way you react to pressure, each reveals allegiance to either growth or regression. The Stoic lives in continuous audit. They study their conduct as if it belonged to someone else. This objectivity creates freedom from self-deception. It allows precise correction without emotional interference. Weakness cannot survive in the presence of such clarity. Once weakness is identified, it must be replaced with structure. Structure means scheduled action, repeated behavior, and tracked outcomes. Emotion has no role in this system except as data. If emotion supports discipline, it is welcome. If it resists, it is ignored. This is how control matures. The mind learns that feelings are not commands, but signals. They inform. They do not decide. The Stoic acts from reason, refined through experience. Each deliberate act reinforces command, and command, once established, becomes nature. Weakness dies when you no longer protect it. Every excuse, every complaint, every unnecessary explanation is a defense mechanism of the weak self. The Stoic speaks less because they act more. They do not narrate their discipline, they embody it. Silence becomes power because it removes the noise that once justified failure. Action replaces expression, results replace talk. The weak self cannot survive in the environment of results. It depends on intention without execution, on plans without discipline. Once execution becomes your identity, weakness loses its foundation entirely. There will always be resistance within you. The mind will attempt to retreat to patterns it understands. Comfort will disguise itself as self-care, indulgence as rest, hesitation as caution. The Stoic detects these disguises and dismantles them one by one. Self-care is only care when it strengthens. Rest is only rest when it restores capacity for discipline. Caution is only wisdom when it preserves progress, not fear. This level of discernment separates the disciplined from the drifting. The weak self cannot exist where definitions are clear. Every act of order contributes to internal architecture. Waking early, training consistently, maintaining composure, managing time with accuracy, these are bricks of strength. When repeated long enough, they form a fortress within. This fortress is not built to escape the world, but to meet it from a position of command. The Stoic does not seek safety. They seek readiness. They do not wish for calm. They build it. They do not wait for strength. They become it. This internal construction is how the weak version is finally erased. Not through hatred of what was, but through complete replacement by what is now. Every act of discipline reinforces the foundation beneath your existence. It replaces the unstable ground of emotion with the permanence of control. When the weak self begins to dissolve, it leaves behind resistance that tests the structure of the new one. These tests are not punishment, they are confirmation. Each challenge that forces restraint or endurance reveals the integrity of what you have built. The Stoic welcomes them because they measure stability. The weak version collapses under pressure. The strong one stands taller because of it. You become the result of what you repeatedly tolerate. When you allow laziness, you reinforce decay. When you enforce action, you build certainty. Every moment is a vote toward one of the two selves. The weak self wins through neglect. The strong self wins through repetition. There is no middle ground between command and compromise. The Stoic removes the middle entirely, leaving only clarity of direction. Life becomes linear. Effort becomes identity. Every motion is clean because doubt has been erased from process. The destruction of weakness creates stillness, not chaos. The mind, once filled with conflicting motives, becomes precise. You stop debating with yourself. You stop arguing with comfort. You stop negotiating with hesitation. The noise fades, and in that silence emerges order. That silence is the environment of power. The weak version cannot live where thought and action are unified. It suffocates in decisiveness. The strong self breathes through control. When you operate under this discipline long enough, your sense of time changes. Urgency replaces wish. Execution replaces intention. The day becomes a measured field of opportunities to reinforce mastery. You stop chasing results because you understand that the process itself is victory. The mind stabilizes around cause, not consequence. You no longer seek praise or reward. You seek alignment. This is how the Stoic lives, in alignment with duty, detached from vanity, devoted to precision. The weak self fades because it no longer finds attention. Every moment of discomfort becomes a lesson. Hunger teaches endurance. Solitude teaches awareness. Fatigue teaches control. These lessons do not ask for emotion. They require presence. The person who remains present through difficulty discovers the absence of weakness. They realize that struggle is not the enemy, but the forge. The Stoic endures until endurance itself becomes ease. This is the shift from resistance to dominance. The mind no longer reacts, it commands. The weak self prays for easy days. The strong self creates strong days. It finds meaning in friction, focus in adversity, purpose in repetition. The destruction of the weak version is complete when you stop longing for ease altogether. You accept that life's weight is the arena where strength lives. The Stoic does not escape pressure. They refine under it. They do not resent difficulty. They sharpen through it. When this truth settles, weakness no longer has air to breathe. At this stage, action becomes automatic. Integrity becomes instinct. The self, once divided into hesitation and command, fuses into unity. You no longer ask if you can. You execute because it is what you do. This is where the cycle renews. Each day, another destruction of the soft layer that tries to return. Each decision, a fresh assertion of sovereignty. In this repetition lies permanence. The weak version will always attempt resurrection, but in the presence of order, it will always fail. The weak self begins to dissolve when awareness becomes constant. Each hour is an opportunity to test your structure. Every conversation, every task, every thought becomes a field for control. The person who understands this ceases to waste moments. They begin to see the discipline of thought as equal to the discipline of action. Both are expressions of sovereignty. The Stoic's command is not limited to visible effort. It extends into how they think, how they interpret, how they choose to respond. The weak version once relied on distraction to avoid discomfort. Now, distraction is no longer appealing. The mind trained in discipline sees through the cost of scattered attention. Focus becomes instinct. You no longer chase stimulation because clarity itself becomes satisfying. This clarity deepens silence. The noise of insecurity fades. The craving for validation fades. What remains is a grounded presence that requires nothing outside itself to remain stable. This state is not emotionless. It is directed emotion. Energy once wasted on worry or comparison is redirected into precise creation. Each hour becomes deliberate. The Stoic creates structure where chaos existed, routine where disorder ruled. This precision becomes art, the art of living with intention. The weak self cannot coexist with such alignment. It dissolves quietly as order takes root. As mastery grows, humility follows. You realize strength is not dominance over others, but control over self. The Stoic's power is invisible to those who seek display. It is seen in calm decision, measured word, and steady rhythm. The weak self once sought approval. The disciplined one seeks accuracy. When actions are aligned with principles, there is no need for recognition. Integrity becomes the only audience. The person who reaches this point no longer fears solitude. They understand that solitude is not emptiness, it is refinement. Time alone exposes whether discipline is genuine or performed. In solitude, the weak self attempts to return through boredom and doubt. The Stoic welcomes this encounter because it confirms how much control has been earned. The quiet hours become laboratories of self-command. When solitude strengthens rather than weakens, mastery is near completion. You act the same in silence as you do in sight. You remain consistent without external reinforcement. This is the definition of stability. The weak self collapses without attention. The strong self functions without it. When this state is achieved, discipline becomes identity. The weak version no longer needs to be destroyed. It no longer exists. The mind that has conquered itself becomes an axis of stillness in a turning world. Every motion of thought, every decision, every restraint radiates from a center no longer fractured by conflict. The Stoic who has reached this point does not seek control, they embody it. Control is no longer an act. It is a condition of being. They move through the cycles of life without fluctuation, with a calm certainty that cannot be disturbed by the temporary or the trivial. This is the form of total dominion, mastery expressed not through resistance, but through presence. The weak version of self once viewed power as force. The disciplined mind understands power as alignment. The outer world bends toward the one who is internally organized. Every thought becomes intentional, every gesture deliberate, every word measured. There is no performance, only precision. This kind of authority is not loud. It does not announce itself. It is felt in the quiet stability that unsettles the undisciplined. People sense in the Stoic a structure that cannot be influenced. That structure becomes influence. Dominion begins with self, but it does not end there. Once internal chaos is subdued, external order becomes an extension of the same discipline. Work becomes cleaner. Decisions become sharper. Relationships stabilize because emotional volatility is replaced with clarity. The Stoic does not impose control on others. They embody control so completely that disorder cannot exist near them for long. Their calm becomes a field of gravity, drawing others toward steadiness. In their presence, people sense the cost of weakness and the value of restraint. The living cycle continues. Each day repeats the act of internal destruction and reconstruction. The disciplined person does not cling to yesterday's strength. They destroy even their former stability to reach higher levels of clarity. This cycle of refinement prevents stagnation. What was strong becomes stronger. What was certain becomes unshakable. Through this rhythm, identity becomes permanent, not by remaining unchanged, but by evolving within order. The Stoic self is not static. It is perpetually refined, yet always aligned. In this stage, discipline no longer feels like discipline. It feels like nature. The mind no longer wrestles with desire because desire has been redefined. The wish to act according to principle has replaced the wish for comfort. Every impulse that once weakened is now redirected toward creation. The Stoic builds, restores, and maintains. Energy flows cleanly, without resistance. Each moment becomes an expression of command. This is what identity permanence means, the unbroken state where every part of the self obeys the same law. To live in this dominion is to live without noise. The inner voice, once filled with debate, becomes silent, not through suppression, but through certainty. Decision arises without confusion, because the hierarchy of values is fixed. Duty first, purpose second. Everything else aligns or disappears. This removes hesitation, and with it, fear. The Stoic no longer wastes energy on doubt. They move with efficiency that feels effortless to those still caught in conflict. The body follows the same law. Physical endurance mirrors mental composure. The Stoic treats the body as the vessel of order. Movement, rest, nourishment, and exertion are all governed by the same principle of alignment. There is no indulgence in excess or neglect in fatigue. Each function of life is brought into balance through conscious management. The weak self once lived in reaction. The disciplined self lives in rhythm. Rhythm becomes strength sustained across time. Externally, this state appears as calm dominance. The disciplined person no longer rushes or competes in trivial matters. They measure every action against purpose. This removes the chaos of comparison. Their life becomes quiet on the surface, but beneath that quiet is the intensity of total engagement. Each motion is deliberate, each silence charged with intent. Dominion does not shout. It observes, decides, executes. The world cannot unsettle a person whose allegiance lies with order. External turbulence only exposes the difference between the structured and the scattered. The Stoic walks through disruption as if it were weather, unavoidable, temporary, and powerless against preparation. They understand that chaos cannot penetrate a structure that does not rely on circumstance. This is how permanence is proven, by stability amid change. Every cycle of destruction and reconstruction reinforces this permanence. The Stoic expects resistance and uses it as a signal for refinement. Fatigue signals where endurance must grow. Discomfort signals where attention must sharpen. Failure signals where structure must strengthen. Nothing is wasted. The weak self avoided these signals because they threatened comfort. The disciplined mind studies them as coordinates for progress. As dominion expands, simplicity becomes the highest form of power. The disciplined person reduces complexity, cuts excess, removes what dilutes focus. Simplicity sharpens control. Fewer possessions, fewer distractions, fewer words. The mind no longer needs variety to feel alive. It finds meaning in repetition, done with precision. Each day lived in clarity compounds into permanence. The Stoic's power lies in doing small things with absolute consistency. This is where external dominion begins to mirror the internal. A home kept in order reflects a mind kept in command. A schedule maintained with accuracy mirrors a heart ruled by principle. A word chosen carefully reflects a thought born of control. The Stoic's environment becomes an extension of identity. Structured, calm, efficient, unadorned. The world outside becomes proof of the world within. Those who encounter such a person sense difference but cannot name it. It is not charisma, it is not charm, it is density, the weight of discipline condensed into presence. Every action, every silence carries authority because it emerges from total alignment. The weak self scattered energy in many directions. The disciplined self channels it through one purpose. That convergence of energy becomes force. That force, directed through order, becomes dominion. To live in this state is to no longer chase control, but to exist as control itself. The cycles of destruction continue, but they no longer feel violent. They are calm processes of refinement. The Stoic disassembles what is imperfect, reshapes it, and resumes motion. There is no mourning of the old, no attachment to the temporary. Every identity before this one was preparation. Every act of destruction was cleansing. What remains now is pure structure, mind, body and spirit, unified under one law, control without conflict. The permanence of this state is not that it never changes, but that it never breaks. The Stoic evolves, but never collapses. They adapt, but never abandon their foundation. Each test only reveals how deep the structure runs. Each loss exposes another layer of endurance. In this, the Stoic finds peace, not in stillness, but in reliability. The self becomes trustworthy. The weak version cannot return because it no longer has a place to attach. The person has become their own fortress, rebuilt so many times that decay has no entry. This is the final expression of self-mastery, living as permanence within impermanence. The body will age, the world will shift, but the architecture of mind will remain intact. The Stoic walks through life as an unshaken center. No storm reaches them because their stability is not external. It is the nature of who they are. This is the destruction completed, the dominion established, and the identity made eternal. There comes a point where the disciplined self no longer measures progress, but embodies it. The work of transformation is complete, yet the motion of refinement continues. What was once pursuit becomes posture. The Stoic no longer seeks to control the world or resist its changes. They become the unmoved center through which order radiates outward. In this stillness, power matures into gravity. The unmoved center is not indifference. It is precision without interference. It does not push against chaos. It absorbs it and returns clarity. The Stoic at this stage no longer reacts. Their mind processes disruption like water filtering through stone, purified, slowed, clarified. What once required conscious restraint is now instinct. The body obeys the same rhythm as the mind, and both move in harmony with principle. When others lose balance, this person remains. When noise rises, their silence becomes structure. The unmoved center is not the absence of movement, but the mastery of motion. It is presence without disturbance. Around them, events continue, emotions flare, conditions shift, yet nothing enters the core. This composure is not cultivated for display. It exists because the mind no longer depends on reaction to confirm existence. The Stoic understands that all instability in life begins with internal misalignment. The world is not inherently chaotic. Perception makes it so. The unmoved center corrects perception. It observes without distortion. When fatigue comes, it adjusts effort. When uncertainty appears, it measures facts. When conflict arises, it controls tone. This precision converts emotion into direction. Each moment becomes a test of clarity. Each response reaffirms control. The disciplined person no longer divides their life into categories of control and surrender. Everything becomes controllable in the correct frame. If something cannot be influenced, it is accepted with the same precision as action. Acceptance becomes another form of command. There is no withdrawal from life, only integration with it. The unmoved center lives fully present in the storm, but remains untouched by its turbulence. This stillness produces power that others feel before they understand. The unmoved center changes rooms without speaking. It alters conversations without effort. This influence is not charisma, it is equilibrium made visible. People recognize stability as safety. They sense the absence of emotional noise and unconsciously synchronize to it. The Stoic does not aim to lead. Leadership occurs naturally where certainty exists. This form of leadership is lineage. Every act of calm becomes a lesson. Every measured response becomes instruction. Those who observe learn discipline not through words, but through energy. The unmoved center does not impose will, It creates conditions where alignment becomes natural. The weak self of others begins to dissolve in the same way the Stoic once destroyed their own, through exposure to unwavering order. Within the personal domain, this influence transforms daily life. The home reflects internal balance. Work becomes precise and methodical. Relationships mature because they are no longer built on emotional demand, but on mutual respect and quiet consistency. The Stoic becomes predictable in the highest sense, reliable, stable, and clear. Those around them understand that their words mean what they say, and their silence carries equal weight. This predictable strength does not limit freedom, it defines it. Freedom is no longer the permission to act without consequence. It becomes the ability to act without disruption. The Stoic does not need escape, because they no longer live in resistance to reality. Every environment becomes neutral terrain for order to unfold. This is the foundation of lasting peace, the kind that is earned, not found. As this discipline deepens, time loses its power to unsettle. The person who lives at the unmoved center experiences change as continuity, success, loss, fatigue, renewal. All are movements within the same rhythm. Nothing is permanent except the principle that governs response. This is why the Stoic cannot be broken. They do not cling to the temporary or worship the passing. Their loyalty belongs to structure itself. This state is not withdrawal from emotion. It is command over it. Emotion becomes an instrument of awareness rather than a signal for reaction. Joy, anger, sorrow, and pride are understood, acknowledged, and processed without distortion. The unmoved center allows emotion to exist as part of nature, but denies it authority over decision. Feeling is permitted. Governance is reserved for reason. From this posture, existence becomes a sequence of clear actions. Each task is completed without internal conflict. Each obstacle is handled with accuracy, not frustration. The Stoic performs life as an act of precision, not survival. This is the level where mastery evolves into art. The art of living is found not in extraordinary performance, but in flawless execution of ordinary tasks. Every motion is deliberate, every pause is intentional. The unmoved center does not rush or delay. It moves in sync with necessity. This produces a quiet rhythm of efficiency that eliminates waste, not just in time, but in thought, speech, and energy. The Stoic wastes nothing. Their life becomes an ecosystem of discipline where every element feeds purpose. In this stillness, the weak version of others often reappears seeking validation. It tries to pull the Stoic into unnecessary engagement. Yet the unmoved center does not defend itself. Defense implies threat. Clarity requires none. To remain still when provoked is not passivity. It is control expressed through absence of reaction. This restraint reveals the highest strength, mastery that no longer requires assertion. This composure radiates beyond behavior. It shapes the tone of life itself. Conversations become cleaner, conflicts shorten. Days become longer because energy is not wasted in recovery from turmoil. The unmoved center turns time into capacity. What once drained now restores. The Stoic can endure longer, work sharper, and recover faster because their energy is never scattered. The unmoved center also transforms how the Stoic views mortality. Death is no longer feared as an ending, but accepted as completion. A disciplined life leaves nothing undone. Each moment was lived in accordance with principle, so the final one carries no regret. This understanding removes anxiety about legacy. The Stoic's legacy is continuity, the unbroken rhythm of order they lived and transmitted. To live as the unmoved center is to transcend dependence on stability. The world may shift, but the internal axis remains still. This stillness is not emptiness. It is density. A life so concentrated in purpose that external change cannot dilute it. This is dominion carried into eternity through consistency. The Stoic has become both motion and stillness, discipline and peace, living proof that strength without aggression and calm without detachment can coexist. In this, the cycle of destruction and reconstruction finds rest, not through ending, but through equilibrium. The Stoic no longer destroys the weak self each day. They outgrow the need for destruction. Weakness has nothing left to attach to. The self has become seamless. Each breath, each thought, each act exists in harmony. This is the unmoved center, the living proof that order, once achieved, can endure without force. The unmoved center does not remain confined to philosophy. It becomes practical architecture for existence. From the still core radiates a discipline that defines how one interacts with work, people, and adversity. The Stoic's presence turns environments into reflections of principle. Each space becomes quieter, cleaner, more functional, mirroring the interior order that sustains it. The Stoic no longer adapts to the environment. The environment adapts to them. Every action serves a design larger than satisfaction. The disciplined person sees their life as a blueprint for harmony. Whether they build, teach, or lead, their influence unfolds through consistency rather than persuasion. There is no effort to convince. Their order convinces by existing. Those who encounter this steadiness feel drawn to replicate it, not through imitation, but through awakening recognition of what structure feels like. This influence begins subtly. A workplace stabilizes. A home becomes more balanced. A conversation gains clarity. Each is an echo of the unmoved center's rhythm, transmitted through conduct. This is the lineage of discipline, not through inheritance of words, but of atmosphere. People remember not the teachings, but the way they felt in the presence of someone who embodied stillness. That memory reshapes their own behavior long after the Stoic has left. From here, continuity replaces ambition. The disciplined person no longer pursues progress as conquest, but as maintenance of alignment. Their work becomes preservation of balance in motion. When setbacks occur, they do not rebuild from loss. They resume from foundation. No effort is wasted relearning what has already been mastered. This is how continuity defeats chaos. By ensuring the internal structure remains intact, regardless of external variation. To live this way is to neutralize uncertainty. The Stoic does not predict the future. They remove the need to. Their structure functions under any condition. Where others plan around outcomes, the Stoic builds around principle. Principles do not fail. They may be tested, but they remain. This makes their calm unbreakable. What others call resilience, the Stoic experiences as natural continuity. What others call patience, they recognize as timeless operation. Influence deepens through non-interference. The unmoved center no longer feels urgency to correct others. Correction happens by example. Every calm decision, every measured silence becomes silent guidance. This is how the lineage of discipline spreads, through observation, not instruction. The weak self in others begins to dissolve as they mirror steadiness. The Stoic becomes a living reference point for balance. This state does not require withdrawal from the world. The Stoic participates fully, but their engagement is governed by principle rather than impulse. They fulfill duty with precision and release it without attachment. Work is done cleanly. Rest is taken completely. Words are chosen deliberately. The world becomes lighter under their influence because they remove disorder from every interaction. In the quiet gravity of such a life, permanence ceases to be an idea. It becomes a pattern. Each day links to the next through structure, not chance. The stoic may pass, but their pattern endures in those who encountered it. This is the immortality of discipline, the transference of order through example. The unmoved center does not aim to be remembered. It ensures that what should continue does. At this level, existence feels unified. There is no difference between purpose and living. Each gesture fulfills both. The Stoic has dissolved the boundary between effort and rest, action and reflection. They are not attempting to maintain balance. They are balance itself. This is dominion carried into continuity, the steady pulse of mastery that outlives its source. The unmoved center has become the law of its own existence, silent, complete, and eternal. Discipline matures when it no longer seeks to be seen. The Stoic who lives in grounded mastery carries order quietly. Their strength is visible only in the stability of their conduct. Each day is built from a deliberate sequence of choices that protect clarity. This is not an abstract pursuit. It is the architecture of living. Every morning begins at the same time. Every task is performed with accuracy. Every decision is filtered through the standard of what sustains progress. There is no performance, only process. The mind that has trained itself to operate under discipline treats chaos as routine. When an obstacle appears, it is integrated, not resisted. Plans adjust without complaint. Effort continues without emotion. This composure does not mean indifference, it is control in action. The Stoic understands that emotion has a place, but not authority. They allow feeling to inform, not dictate. In pressure, they measure. In conflict, they breathe. In fatigue, they adapt. This is what grounded mastery looks like. Stability expressed through adjustment, not rigidity. When the day tightens and demands rise, the Stoic increases focus instead of reaction. They prioritize essentials and discard noise. No energy is spent defending ego or explaining effort. Time belongs to execution, not justification. This discipline gives them an advantage in every environment, because while others waste motion fighting difficulty, the Stoic channels everything into precision. Each action is simple, clean, and deliberate. Efficiency becomes its own power. Grounded mastery is not limited to solitude. It defines how the Stoic operates in the presence of others. They speak less because their words carry weight. They commit fully because they do not divide attention. They listen completely because they are not preparing reactions. This level of attention communicates respect without needing expression. The Stoic does not compete for control in conversation. They maintain it through calm. This calm sets the tone of interaction, neutralizing emotional volatility around them. In relationships, this discipline becomes reliability. Promises are rare, but always kept. Boundaries are firm, but never cruel. The Stoic does not lecture others on behavior. They model it. Their consistency teaches without instruction. When disappointment arises, they respond with proportion. When others act impulsively, they maintain composure. People trust them not because of charm, but because of predictability. Grounded mastery does not need to impress, it stabilizes. The body reflects the same philosophy. Health is maintained through ritual, not indulgence. Movement, nutrition, rest, all serve the same purpose, maintaining capacity for command. The Stoic does not chase intensity, they chase consistency. They understand that excellence is not created through bursts of effort, but through structure sustained across years. Each workout, each meal, each recovery period is treated as part of duty. They are not motivated, they are programmed by decision. The work of the day is carried with precision. Whether it is manual labor, strategic thought, or quiet study, it is done completely. The Stoic does not multitask, they complete. They know that scattered effort weakens results and confuses the mind. To work on one thing fully is to train presence. Presence is strength in its purest form. Through this presence, even repetitive tasks become instruments of mastery. Repetition is no longer boredom, it is proof of control. Grounded mastery also governs reaction to failure. When results fall short, the Stoic does not dramatize the outcome, they study it. They extract data, adjust process, and resume motion. Failure is no longer identity, it is feedback. The weak self once attached meaning to outcomes. The disciplined self attaches meaning to method. The question is never why me, but what can be corrected. This clarity eliminates emotional residue and keeps the system clean. Pressure exposes the difference between trained and untrained minds. When tension builds, the untrained look outward for relief. The Stoic looks inward for adjustment. They tighten focus, slow breathing, and direct energy. They have rehearsed discomfort so often that it no longer feels foreign. The unknown becomes manageable because the internal framework is fixed. This is not arrogance, it is preparation. They are ready because they have built a mind that functions under any weight. Grounded mastery turns ordinary life into training. Every delay becomes a lesson in patience. Every frustration becomes a test of control. Every demand becomes an opportunity to demonstrate efficiency. Nothing is wasted. The Stoic does not separate practice from existence. Every hour is application. When they rest, they recover deliberately. When they work, they engage fully. When they face conflict, they remain factual. Each state reinforces discipline. This level of steadiness creates quiet confidence. It is not pride. It is certainty earned through repetition. The Stoic knows they can endure because they already have. They do not need belief. They have evidence. Every completed task, every restrained reaction, every controlled breath accumulates proof. Confidence is no longer emotional. It is structural. They trust their process because it has never failed them when applied correctly. Grounded mastery has no audience. It operates the same in solitude and in sight. It thrives on principle, not recognition. The Stoic's satisfaction comes from alignment, not applause. They can live unnoticed and remain fulfilled because fulfillment comes from precision, not praise. When they finish a task, it is enough that it was done right. Their reward is the absence of regret. Through this discipline, the Stoic becomes immune to extremes. Success does not inflate them. Failure does not break them. Praise does not distract them. Criticism does not disturb them. They exist in a narrow, deliberate range of motion that keeps energy available for what matters. This is control evolved into stability. Their mind does not swing with circumstance because it is anchored to standard. Grounded mastery is simple to describe and difficult to maintain. It requires constant honesty, precise self-measurement, and unrelenting adherence to process. But for the Stoic, this is not a burden, it is freedom. To live within structure is to be free from chaos. To act with purpose is to be free from doubt. To maintain order is to be free from collapse. This is the reality of grounded mastery. A calm strength that needs no defense, a daily standard that never bends, and a presence that remains steady regardless of the storm. Discipline matures when it no longer seeks to be seen. The Stoic who lives in grounded mastery carries order quietly. Their strength is visible only in the stability of their conduct. Each day is built from a deliberate sequence of choices that protect clarity. This is not an abstract pursuit. It is the architecture of living. Every morning begins at the same time. Every task is performed with accuracy. Every decision is filtered through the standard of what sustains progress. There is no performance, only process. The mind that has trained itself to operate under discipline treats chaos as routine. When an obstacle appears, it is integrated, not resisted. Plans adjust without complaint. Effort continues without emotion. This composure does not mean indifference. It is control in action. The Stoic understands that emotion has a place, but not authority. They allow feeling to inform, not dictate. In pressure, they measure. In conflict, they breathe. In fatigue, they adapt. This is what grounded mastery looks like. Stability expressed through adjustment, not rigidity. When the day tightens and demands rise, the Stoic increases focus instead of reaction. They prioritize essentials and discard noise. No energy is spent defending ego or explaining effort. Time belongs to execution, not justification. This discipline gives them an advantage in every environment, because while others waste motion fighting difficulty, the Stoic channels everything into precision. Each action is simple, clean, and deliberate. Efficiency becomes its own power. Grounded mastery is not limited to solitude. It defines how the Stoic operates in the presence of others. They speak less because their words carry weight. They commit fully because they do not divide attention. They listen completely because they are not preparing reactions. This level of attention communicates respect without needing expression. The Stoic does not compete for control in conversation. They maintain it through calm. This calm sets the tone of interaction, neutralizing emotional volatility around them. In relationships, this discipline becomes reliability. Promises are rare, but always kept. Boundaries are firm, but never cruel. The Stoic does not lecture others on behavior. They model it. Their consistency teaches without instruction. When disappointment arises, they respond with proportion. When others act impulsively, they maintain composure. People trust them not because of charm, but because of predictability. Grounded mastery does not need to impress, it stabilizes. The body reflects the same philosophy. Health is maintained through ritual, not indulgence. Movement, nutrition, rest, all serve the same purpose, maintaining capacity for command. The Stoic does not chase intensity, they chase consistency. They understand that excellence is not created through bursts of effort, but through structure sustained across years. Each workout, each meal, each recovery period is treated as part of duty. They are not motivated, they are programmed by decision. The work of the day is carried with precision. Whether it is manual labor, strategic thought, or quiet study, it is done completely. The Stoic does not multitask. They complete. They know that scattered effort weakens results and confuses the mind. To work on one thing fully is to train presence. Presence is strength in its purest form. Through this presence, even repetitive tasks become instruments of mastery. Repetition is no longer boredom, it is proof of control. Grounded mastery also governs reaction to failure. When results fall short, the Stoic does not dramatize the outcome. They study it. They extract data, adjust process, and resume motion. Failure is no longer identity, it is feedback. The weak self once attached meaning to outcomes. The disciplined self attaches meaning to method. The question is never, why me, but what can be corrected. This clarity eliminates emotional residue and keeps the system clean. Pressure exposes the difference between trained and untrained minds. When tension builds, the untrained look outward for relief. The Stoic looks inward for adjustment. They tighten focus, slow breathing, and direct energy. They have rehearsed discomfort so often that it no longer feels foreign. The unknown becomes manageable, because the internal framework is fixed. This is not arrogance, it is preparation. They are ready because they have built a mind that functions under any weight. Grounded mastery turns ordinary life into training. Every delay becomes a lesson in patience. Every frustration becomes a test of control. Every demand becomes an opportunity to demonstrate efficiency. Nothing is wasted. The Stoic does not separate practice from existence. Every hour is application. When they rest, they recover deliberately. When they work, they engage fully. When they face conflict, they remain factual. Each state reinforces discipline. This level of steadiness creates quiet confidence. It is not pride. It is certainty earned through repetition. The Stoic knows they can endure because they already have. They do not need belief. They have evidence. Every completed task, every restrained reaction, every controlled breath accumulates proof. Confidence is no longer emotional. It is structural. They trust their process because it has never failed them when applied correctly. Grounded mastery has no audience. It operates the same in solitude and in sight. It thrives on principle, not recognition. The Stoic's satisfaction comes from alignment, not applause. They can live unnoticed and remain fulfilled because fulfillment comes from precision, not praise. When they finish a task, it is enough that it was done right. Their reward is the absence of regret. Through this discipline, the Stoic becomes immune to extremes. Success does not inflate them. Failure does not break them. Praise does not distract them. Criticism does not disturb them. They exist in a narrow, deliberate range of motion that keeps energy available for what matters. This is control evolved into stability. Their mind does not swing with circumstance because it is anchored to standard. Grounded mastery is simple to describe and difficult to maintain. It requires constant honesty, precise self-measurement, and unrelenting adherence to process. But for the Stoic, this is not a burden, it is freedom. To live within structure is to be free from chaos. To act with purpose is to be free from doubt. To maintain order is to be free from collapse. This is the reality of grounded mastery, a calm strength that needs no defense, a daily standard that never bends, and a presence that remains steady regardless of the storm. Fatigue is the first environment where discipline proves its authenticity. Anyone can act with order when rested and certain. Mastery is measured when clarity fades and pressure tightens. The Stoic does not mistake exhaustion for defeat. They recognize it as terrain, the moment when control must operate without assistance from comfort. Fatigue exposes the parts of the self still dependent on ease. Each repetition in exhaustion is a declaration that structure outweighs sensation. When the body weakens, the mind must hold form. Breathing slows, decisions simplify, and attention narrows to what must be done. The Stoic does not attempt to summon energy through emotion. They conserve it through precision. Every unnecessary thought, every indulgent complaint, drains capacity. They maintain rhythm as a machine of principle. Each movement, no matter how small, is performed with exactness. Fatigue is not fought, it is managed. The disciplined person knows that survival in exhaustion depends on the removal of waste. There is a moment when the body asks to stop and the mind responds with structure. The Stoic's command is not loud, it is steady. They shift focus from how they feel to what remains. Distance becomes arithmetic. Effort becomes numbers. Emotion becomes irrelevant. This conversion from reaction to calculation is the essence of control under fatigue. The disciplined self does not break because there is nothing left to argue with. The command is final. Fatigue also reveals the truth about commitment. When comfort disappears, only purpose remains. The Stoic has defined that purpose in advance. They do not need to remember why. It is embedded in identity. This allows endurance to continue without negotiation. Each moment of continuation engraves permanence deeper into character. The mind learns that pain is temporary, but obedience to principle is permanent. Conflict tests the same architecture from another angle. Where fatigue dulls the body, conflict provokes the mind. It is the field where emotion demands reaction. The Stoic meets it with precision. They understand that most battles are lost, not through weakness, but through excess. Too much anger, too much speech, too much motion. Precision means subtraction. Each response is measured against purpose. Does this serve order or disorder? If it serves disorder, it is cut. In confrontation, the disciplined person slows perception. They observe the space between impulse and action. In that gap lies freedom. They choose tone deliberately, posture intentionally, and words with surgical accuracy. The goal is not victory in argument, but preservation of command. The Stoics' restraint disarms hostility because it refuses participation in chaos. They win not by overpowering, but by never entering the emotional arena. Precision under conflict is not passivity, it is strategy. The Stoic can act with force when required, but even force is executed with calculation. They strike only where necessary, never from pride. Each decision is aligned with outcome, not emotion. Their calm is not weakness, it is efficiency. The undisciplined burn energy, proving strength. The Stoic conserves it, maintaining control. When insult arrives, they translate it into data, information about another's instability. When provoked, they analyze timing and context. Reaction becomes study. This detachment allows them to remain focused on function. Every word held back, every gesture controlled, every silence maintained becomes proof of mastery. Precision turns conflict into demonstration rather than disruption. Fatigue and conflict together form the crucible of consistency. When the body collapses and emotion flares, the Stoic remains functional. They operate on the principle that control is not conditional, it is continuous. Whether exhausted or provoked, they execute the same process. Assess, decide, act, stabilize. This repetition hardens character beyond circumstance. The result is a person who cannot be hurried, angered, or broken by weight. They have trained to remain. Grounded mastery under fatigue and conflict creates the rarest form of authority, quiet reliability. Others see composure where there should be collapse. They feel precision where they expect reaction. This contrast commands respect without demand. The Stoics' power grows not because they seek control, but because they never lose it. Discipline under strain is the true signature of mastery, the moment when everything external fails and the structure within continues to function perfectly. Recovery is the continuation of discipline through stillness. It is not the absence of effort, but the refinement of it. The Stoic understands that energy must be restored under the same precision it was spent. Rest without intention is decay disguised as relief. True restoration is structure at rest, measured, deliberate, and aligned with purpose. The body, when treated as an instrument of command, is maintained as such. Sleep is scheduled, not surrendered to fatigue. Nutrition is functional, not indulgent. Movement alternates between intensity and restoration with equal respect. The Stoic does not chase exhaustion for validation. They pursue balance for endurance. Each act of recovery is a tactical decision, a way to ensure that strength tomorrow is the result of precision today. The mind follows the same order. After periods of strain, reflection replaces reaction. The Stoic reviews their conduct as an engineer studies a mechanism. Where tension appeared, they identify cause. Where emotion surfaced, they trace origin. Where clarity dimmed, they adjust systems. Recovery becomes analysis, quiet correction without self-criticism. Fatigue is treated as data, not weakness. In this way, every collapse becomes a source of future stability. Stillness becomes a discipline of its own. The stoic withdraws not to escape, but to observe. Silence is used as calibration. In solitude, the mind resets its rhythm. The noise of demand fades, and awareness returns to baseline. This is not withdrawal from life, but reconnection to it. The stoic returns from stillness with renewed precision, sharper than before, because reflection has converted fatigue into understanding. Recovery also includes restraint from stimulation. The disciplined mind knows that constant input prevents restoration. They choose absence. No excess conversation, no unnecessary consumption, no reaction to triviality. Space is reclaimed for clarity. In this empty interval, the nervous system aligns with the order of thought. Breathing slows, focus deepens, and energy redistributes evenly across body and mind. What looks like rest from the outside is, in truth, strategic reset. There is an art to knowing when to continue and when to recover. The Stoic studies signals without dramatizing them. Pain means adaptation is occurring. Deep exhaustion means structure must pause to rebuild. They respect these thresholds not out of indulgence, but wisdom. Overextension serves ego, not discipline. Restoration serves duration. The Stoic's aim is not to burn brightly, but to burn indefinitely with controlled flame. During recovery, simplicity governs every decision. The fewer variables, the faster restoration occurs. Food is plain, movement light, thoughts orderly. The environment mirrors this simplicity. Clean spaces, controlled noise, deliberate silence. Complexity drains recovery, simplicity restores it. The Stoic knows that purity of environment supports purity of mind. Every external order contributes to internal balance. In recalibration, gratitude takes a functional form. The Stoic acknowledges endurance not as pride, but as confirmation of process. Gratitude is directed toward discipline itself, the structure that made survival possible. This gratitude reinforces loyalty to the system. The individual thanks the method, not luck. They reaffirm that structure, when followed, never fails. This understanding builds confidence for the next exertion. When the Stoic re-enters movement, they do so gradually, not impulsively. The transition from recovery to action is seamless because there was no break in discipline. Stillness and movement are equal halves of control. Both serve the same law of consistency. The return to effort is smooth because the system remained intact even in rest. This is what separates recovery from collapse, the difference between rest chosen and rest forced. As mastery deepens, recovery itself becomes performance. The Stoic learns to regenerate within motion, to rest mentally even while acting physically, to restore clarity without retreat. Fatigue no longer requires pause, it requires adjustment. They regulate breathing, focus attention, and balance effort dynamically. This state of continuous recalibration allows endurance without deterioration. The body may tire, but the mind remains clear. This is the highest form of restoration, efficiency that sustains itself. The disciplined life, lived this way, no longer oscillates between extremes. It flows between exertion and restoration in rhythm. Each strengthens the other. The Stoics' energy remains stable because they no longer fight their limits, they manage them. Fatigue is anticipated, recovery is integrated, balance is achieved not through withdrawal, but through harmony of opposites. This is equilibrium in motion. In this rhythm, the Stoic achieves permanence without strain. There is no burnout because there is no imbalance. There is no collapse because there is no neglect. The system breathes, expands, contracts, and restores in perfect sequence. This is mastery's true quiet, a life that sustains itself through continuous calibration. The Stoic remains productive, composed, and clear, not because they resist fatigue, but because they understand it. Recovery ends not with readiness, but with clarity. The Stoic knows when stillness has completed its purpose. There is no rush to re-enter motion, only a precise recognition that structure is restored. From that moment, action resumes with clean intent. Each cycle of exertion and recovery strengthens command until both are indistinguishable. The Stoic lives in that balance. Motion without waste, rest without decay, discipline without interruption. There comes a stage where mastery no longer requires declaration. The Stoic who has built their life on structure and precision does not finish with triumph or applause. They conclude with order. The work of transformation ends where continuity begins. Every act, every restraint, every recovery has been preparation for this state. The calm strength that endures without strain. Command at rest is not absence of effort. It is effort perfected. The Stoic does not celebrate control. They live it. Their mind has become a tool that requires no supervision. Their body moves according to practiced law. They do not need to remind themselves to act with discipline. The habit itself has become nature. This is the quiet end of training, where discipline is no longer pursued. It simply is. Iron resolve is not visible in posture or tone. It exists in the refusal to deviate. The Stoic moves through fatigue, conflict, and recovery with the same measured rhythm. When pressure rises, the process remains. When comfort tempts, the standard holds. There is no internal debate, no negotiation with impulse. What began as discipline has evolved into character, and character now functions as instinct. Reflection remains, but it is clean. There is no analysis rooted in doubt, only observation for precision. The Stoic measures without emotion and adjusts without regret. They have learned that mastery is not about perfection, it is about permanence. Every moment of awareness sustains the structure they built. This vigilance does not exhaust them, it keeps the system alive. Stillness at this level carries weight. When they stand, they do not need to prove composure. Their silence proves it. When they act, there is no hesitation. Their pace is exact, their decisions balanced. The mind has been hardened by repetition, cooled by reflection, and refined by restraint. The result is not pride, it is reliability. Those who encounter such steadiness sense completion. The person has become what they practiced. Peace is not the absence of struggle, but the alignment of all internal forces. The Stoic feels fatigue and recovers, experiences conflict and corrects, endures pressure and remains deliberate. Nothing is wasted. The cycles of discipline have merged into one seamless motion. Exertion and stillness no longer alternate, they coexist. This is how mastery sustains itself, through unbroken continuity. As the day ends, the Stoic does not look backward for validation. The value of the day is already known. It was lived in precision. There is no anticipation for tomorrow, only readiness. Time has been stripped of tension. Each moment is complete because it fulfills its function. This constancy gives the Stoic freedom from chaos. They are never ahead, never behind, always exact. The outer world remains unpredictable, but its instability no longer enters. The Stoic no longer reacts to disruption, they integrate it into command. Change becomes another variable inside a controlled system. Their life, once a sequence of corrections, is now equilibrium maintained through awareness. This awareness does not end. It moves quietly with them into every decision, every silence, every breath. When mastery settles, identity dissolves into function. There is no performance of strength, only execution. The disciplined person no longer thinks of what it means to be disciplined. They live it unconsciously. The weak self that once demanded destruction has long been absorbed into the structure of endurance. Only order remains. The Stoic ends the day as they began it, in control, not of the world, but of themselves. This is the ultimate victory, to remain steady without forcing stillness, to act without strain, to exist without conflict. The process has become the person. Discipline has become peace. The Stoic stands, silent and complete, embodying the truth that strength, once made pure, no longer needs motion to prove its existence.